From learning about the Great Lakes and all the fish inhabiting its waters to the sheep and cattle roaming the farmlands, kids involved in Chippewa County 4-H get to spend their summers exploring life in the eastern Upper Peninsula. On this season's agenda is a joint educational effort between Michigan State University Extension, MSUE, and Center for Freshwater Research and Education, CFRE, designed to take children and teens for walk along the shoreline of Rotary and Sherman Parks in search of micro and macroinvertebrates. It's more of an environmental biology program, Chippewa County 4-H program coordinator Maggie Merchberger said. They'll be learning about different fish living in the Great Lakes. There's just so many things these volunteers have to offer and want to teach the kids. The program is set up for children 5 through 19 years old, and scheduled to run every Wednesday from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. July 13 through July 27 at varying locations throughout the county. Next up is a teen leadership and influencer retreat. It is an unprecedented overnight event taking place at Barethi Lodge in Walhalla, Mich., where teens can participate in hands-on learning activities structured to strengthen communication skills and build upon any innate strengths. Participants will also learn about different 4-H leadership opportunities statewide. The program is designed for youth ages 12 through 19 years old, and scheduled to take place August 10 through August 12. It costs $75 to attend, but scholarships are available. To the young lovers of domesticated animals, Wags and Tails 4-H Reading Spin Club is a new group geared toward caring for pets and volunteerism. During this time, you will spend time reading to and socializing with the shelter animals, and also making crafts for the shelter animals, said Merchberger. Meetings will be held at Chippewa County Animal Shelter from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. each Tuesday and Thursday, beginning June 14, 2022. Michigan 4-H Youth Dairy Days and Michigan Dairy Expo will make its return to the MSU Pavilion this year with numerous cattle showmanship events for youth, including quiz bowls. Entries are due by June 28. The event lasts from July 18 to July 22. Look for Merchberger Hidden in Plain Sight, conveniently located inside the Hidden in Plain Sight trailer on Engineers Day. In union with the Chippewa County Sheriff's Office, the 4-H director and other volunteers will provide interactive presentations geared at informing parents and/or guardians of current social trends and more. Sheriff Bittner will bring in his rescue equipment, said Merchberger. Bittner and Merchberger each received MSUE Partnership Awards on April 21 of this year, at which time the sheriff posted to Facebook, "It has been a pleasure to work with Maggie on this project." Although the COVID pandemic has impeded on 4-H-related activities in recent years, its programs are making a strong comeback. Since restrictions have been lifted, my 4-H volunteers and 4-H youth are getting more involved in their clubs, said Merchberger. I have my community service club up and running now, and they're planning trips within Michigan. Chicken and rabbit clubs are coming back. Sheep and swine are coming back. And shooting sports are back. While not all shooting sports are actually up running, the archery circle might be pleased to know that clubs are meeting June, July and August. We're starting to get more volunteers who want to be more involved in 4-H, said Merchberger. They are going to be putting on some of these summertime clubs for us. It's starting to move forward within the county again, and it's really nice to see things come back to life. 4-H made significant attempts to work around the confines of prior state executive orders aimed at mitigating the spread of COVID. They replaced hands-on learning activities and interactions with virtual events. I think that doing things virtually was good for a while, and then people just really wanted to pet the rabbit, said Merchberger. Speaking of petting furry critters, 4-H is not just for livestock anymore. Volunteers interested in computer technology, sewing, crafts, mathematics, photography, gardening, etc. are welcome to teach participating 4-H youth everything they know. We just ask that volunteers bring their game, and go for it, said Merchberger. It's time to think out of the box on different things we can do to get kids excited again, and get them outdoors again. 4-H is experiential learning and we, basically, teach life skills to kids. To get involved or learn more about upcoming activities through Michigan State University Extension Chippewa County 4-H program, visit the MSUE Chippewa County 4-H Facebook page. Chippewa County 4-H program coordinator Maggie Merchberger can be reached at 906-635-6368.